From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. By now, the sad story of reconstruction efforts in Iraq is well known. Reports have documented ill-conceived projects, bureaucratic confusion, and lack of oversight. To help rectify the problems, President Bush directed the State Department to establish provincial reconstruction teams across the country. But, as NPR's Ann Garrels reports, there are still obstacles and missed opportunities.
About 40 miles south of Baghdad, the State Department has a mini green zone, a large, heavily fortified regional embassy. Foreign Service officers based there are supposed to oversee development in the key regions of Babel, Najaf, and Karbala. But Tom Timberman, who heads up one of the region's reconstruction teams, says they've been hobbled by insufficient staffing and restrictions on travel.
Some of them have not been able to visit their provinces since sometime late last year, which is key because if you can't move around and actually visit places in your province, then you're not going to be terribly effective.
At 66, Timberman has come out of retirement to work here. He has years of development experience, but he says the Foreign Service is simply too small to produce enough people with the necessary skills. He cites other problems, a lack of overall planning, and most important of all, he says the State Department's relationship with the U.S. military was not spelled out. Instead of pooling their resources, the two often worked at cross purposes. Timberman says the State Department teams working out at the provincial capital in Hilla were grounded for the most part because the State Department regional security officer would not permit them to travel despite high-priced security personnel and armored vehicles.
His standard is understandably to keep as many people alive and unharmed as possible. Unfortunately, if that becomes your total objective, then getting out becomes somewhere down at the bottom of the priority list.
Lieutenant Colonel Tom Roth, also based in the area, says he was standing by to help, but the State Department security officer, known as the RSO, would not allow his teams, known as PRTs, to travel with the military. It drove him crazy.
I was always right here, just literally a couple hundred yards away, and I will take them anywhere. And there were many times when the fallback would have been to travel with us, and the members of the PRT would say, hey, RSO won't let me come with you. It's like, you got to be kidding me.
General David Petraeus and U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker have now agreed State Department officials can travel with the military. But in the meantime, Roth says development has been done by remote control.
My mission is fruitless unless the governance piece, the economic piece, is successful. I mean, security in a vacuum is no security at all because you're maintaining the conditions that exist that created the problem in the first place.
General Edward Cardone says one obvious missed opportunity was the airport in Najaf, which could be an engine for growth and jobs.
After 4 years, we still aren't landing airplanes at the Najaf airport. I think there's recognition now that perhaps we can do something faster.
Now working with the military, State Department officials are finally meeting face-to-face with local leaders to sort out these kinds of projects. But the governor of Karbala complains progress is still slow. He says his most recent meeting with the State Department reconstruction team produced nothing. He calls it a meeting for the sake of meeting and not much more. But General Cardone does see progress, and he's seen the greatest success when civilian development teams are embedded directly with military brigades.
We just don't have that kind of expertise. Have we all worked on this? Yes. But boy, we could do a lot better if we bring in the right experts early on into these brigades and allow them to work together in a coordinated fashion.
Tom Timberman agrees, saying embedded reconstruction teams are key, but he says the State Department's late arrival has cost local communities important training and preparation. Timberman signed up for another year because he'll just be hitting his stride after one. He thinks the State Department is at last on the right track, but he worries it may now be too little, too late to do what is necessary. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.